Got a hotel.
No, you won't.
No, we won't.
If you go to a hotel, you'll be doing stuff. I want you right here where I can keep an eye on you.
You're going to keep an eye on us.
That's right, mister. And I don't care how old you are. As long as you're under my roof, you'll live by my rule. And that means no sleeping with your girlfriend.
Wow. He's strict.
Now, Dad, you'll be in my room. Ronnie, you can stay in Chandler's room.
And Chandler will be?
Out here with me, bunking up on the hider bed.
Ooh, bunking up. If you smell s'mores, don't be alarmed.
Thanks. You're a good kid.
Come on, I'll show you to my room. That sounds so weird when it's not followed by no thanks, it's late.
Okay, now this is just for tonight. Starting tomorrow, you gotta make a change. 6 years is long enough.
What kind of change?
Well, either you break it off with Ronnie.
I can't do that.
Then you gotta come clean with Ma. This is not right.
Yeah, but this
I don't wanna hear it. Now go to my room.
Hey, Kiki. What are you doing?
Just trying to get comfortable. I can't sleep in my underwear.
Well, you're gonna.
I've been thinking. You know, about how I'm always seeing girls on top of girls.
Are they end-to-end or tall like pancakes?
You know what I mean about how I'm always going out with all these women. Because I always figured when the right one comes along, I'll be able to be a stand-up guy and go the distance, you know? Now I'm looking at my dad thinking...
Hey, you're not him. You're you. When they were all over you to go into your father's pipe-fitting business, did you cave?
No.
No. You decided to go into the out-of-work actor business. Now, that wasn't easy, but you did it. And I'd like to believe that when the right woman comes along, you will have the courage and the guts to say, no thanks, I'm married.
You really think so?
Yeah, I really do.
Thanks, Chandler.
Get off.
Hi. May I help you?
Joey said I could use your shower since Chandler's in Oz.
Okay. Who are you?
Oh, I'm Ronnie.
Ronnie Rapolano?
Uh-huh.
The mistress?
come on in.
Oh, thanks. Hi, I'm Rachel.
Hi.
Bathroom's up there.
Great.
Hey, listen, Ronnie. How long would you say Chandler's been in the shower?
Oh, like 5 minutes?
Fasten your seatbelts. It's pee-pee time. Hey, Mr. Tribb.
Hey, good morning, dear.
Chandler Bing, it's time to see your thing.
Sorry, my thing was in there with me.
Hey, Pete.
How's it going?
Good. Oh, Roger's having a dinner thing, and he wanted me to invite you guys. So what's going on?
Nothing. It's Roger, you know.
I don't know. There's something about...
Basically, we just feel that he's,
We hate that guy.
We hate him.
Sorry, Pete. We're sorry.
Okay, don't you think maybe, though, that it's just that he's so perceptive that it freaked you out?
No, I hate him.
I'm sorry.
Ma, what are you doing here?
I came to give you this. And this.
Ow, big ring.
Why did you have to fill your father's head with all that garbage about making things right? Things were fine the way they were. There's chicken in there, put it away. For God's sake, Joey, really.
Hold on, you knew?
Of course I knew. What do you think? Your father is no James Bond. You should have heard some of his cover stories. I'm sleeping over at my accountant's. I mean, what is that? Please.
So then, how could you...
Do you remember how your father used to be? Always yelling. Nothing made him happy. Not that wood shop. Not those stupid little ships in the bottle. Nothing. Now he's happy. I mean, it's nice. He has a hobby.
Ma, I don't mean to be disrespectful, but...
What the hell are you talking about? And what about you?
Me? I'm fine. Look, honey, in an ideal world, there'd be no her, and your father would look like Sting. And I'll tell you something else. Ever since that poodle stuffer came along, he's been so ashamed of himself that he's been attentive. He's been more loving. It's like every day's our anniversary.
I'm happy for you.
Well, don't be. Because now everything's screwed up. I just want it the way it was.
I'm sorry. I just did what I thought you'd want.
What? I know you did, Cookie. Oh, I know you did. So tell me. Did you see her?
Yeah. You're 10 times prettier than she is.
That's sweet. Could I take her?
With this ring, no contest.
Ever.
What?
Oh, I'm sorry. I have a thing. I have a thing, which means you can't ever do that.
Why? What's wrong, sweetie?
Nothing.
No. What's wrong? Come.
Okay. It's nothing. I'm fine. It's just it's my friends. They have a liking problem with you, and that they don't.
Oh, they don't?
But, you know, they don't see all the wonderfulness that I see, you know? They don't see all the good stuff and all the sweet stuff. They just, you know, they think you're a little...
What?
Intense and creepy.
Oh.
But I don't. Me, Phoebe.
Well, I'm not at all surprised they feel that way.
You're not. See, that's why you're so great.
Actually, it's quite, you know, typical behavior when you have this kind of dysfunctional group dynamic. You know, this kind of codependent, emotionally stunted, sitting in your stupid coffee house with your stupid big cups, which I'm sorry, might as well have nipples on them. And you're all like, oh, define me, love me, I need love.
So you talked to your dad, huh?
Yeah, he's gonna keep cheating on my mom like she wanted. My mom's gonna keep pretending she doesn't know, even though she does. And my little sister Tina can't see her husband anymore because he got a restraining order. Which has nothing to do with anything except that I found out today.
Things sure have changed here on Walton's Mountain.
So, Joe, are you okay?
Yeah, I guess. It's just, you know, they're parents. After a certain point, you gotta let go. Even if you know better, you gotta let them make their own mistakes.
And just think, in a couple of years, we get to turn into them.
If I turn into my parents, I'll either be an alcoholic blonde chasing after 20-year-old boys, or... I'll end up like my mom.
Hey. Hey, Phoebe.
How's it going?
Okay. Except I broke up with Roger.
Oh.
You're right. No. What happened? I don't know. I mean, he's a good person. And he can be really sweet. And in some ways, I think he is so right for me. It's just... I hate that guy. Yeah. Hey, Joey. What's going on?
Clear the tracks for the Booby Payback Express. Next stop, Rachel Green.
Hey. Ah! Joey, what the hell were you doing?
Sorry, wrong boobies.
Hello, Joey.
Hello, dear.